Big up to Smokey J.
Yeah.
I see you.
Yeah.
Doc PLC.
Yeah.
Sweetness. Renegade.
Yeah.
Drill.
Yeah. Bears, brews, and the bros. Bears, brews, and the bros. Bears, brews, and the bros.
Bears,
brews, and the bros.
Yeah,
bears, brews, and the bros. Fun with a shoe with them poles. Keep it real smooth with them hoes. Bringing the truth to your folks. Bears, brews, and the bros. Fun with a shoe with them poles. Keeping it smooth for you hoes. Bringing the truth to your folks. Yeah, get paid. Going against the grain. Push your hard line. Like Renegade. Page and Doc. Time to operate. Nothing sweet when the sweetness debate. Yeah, yeah, you know the drill. Stack more paper. Major players. Led by the fornicator. Smoking Jay. He fucking the game up. Came up. Dropping fire since day one. Yeah, it's boozing the bros. From where they shoot with them poles. Keep it real smooth with them hoes. Bringing the truth to your folks. Bears, boozing the bros. From where they shoot with them poles. Keeping it smooth for you hoes. Bringing the truth to your folks.
Yeah,
bears, brews, and the bros. Bears, brews, and the bros. Bears, brews, and the bros. Bears, brews, and the bros.
Tap in. Be sure to subscribe. Smash that like button. Drop a comment. Yeah.
Welcome back to Bears, Brews, and the Bros. It's your boy Smoking Jay up in the house with my brothers over there. We got Sweetness. We got Drill. We are the Bros. We covering for Renegade and Doc, man. They took the night off. Hope y'all brothers doing good. Shout out to everybody out there. How y'all feeling, man? Y'all feeling good?
Oh, ready for another motherfucker.
Yes, sir. We ready to go and get it, man. This is one of the funner episodes, man. This is our second year in, so you know we did this last year too. Bears predictions for the season, we didn't all agree, but you know this is why we do it.
Man, last year we were going back and forth. We were like Mitch or Nick, and we were all wrong. We were like, wait, this is all that was all Pace and Aggie's fault. Why they make us argue about who should start between Mitch or Nick, bro? Today's gonna be way better though, man. Today we got a little bit of a. It's not really a controversy, man. We know what we want. But before we get into the episode, today's episode is Bears season prediction, win-loss record, you know, what's going to happen behind the scenes, who's going to start week one, the whole nine. We'll see what we get into when it comes to that. But special announcement, man, just a quick little sneak preview type thing, man. We're going to be giving something back to all of our listeners. You know, we're going to give you guys an opportunity to get something. We're going to give you guys something back. You guys are going to have to earn it. Stay tuned. We're going to be working up on a post, put it out on IG, and we're going to talk about it more and more as the episodes come through. So stay tuned for that one. But yeah, man.
Oh, yeah.
Let's get into it, man. Let's dive in. Let's dive in preseason. The opponents, just three games, Miami, Buffalo, Tennessee. But I think the most important question here when it comes to the preseason, what do we think is going to happen when it comes to Justin Fields during these games? Is he going to show out, or is he, you know, or do you guys think that, you know, Dalton is going to do enough to just, you know, start week one? I think that's the biggest question, because when we're heading into this season prediction wins loss, I think it's good if the three of us set the tone right here and talk about who we believe is going to be pretty much winning the job, you know, entering week one. So, Drill, go ahead, man.
Oh, man, as far as the preseason games go, it's definitely you got to showcase what we got. You know what I'm saying? So, I'm thinking, you know what I'm saying? I think it'll be probably half and half, actually, you know what I'm saying, getting the reps, you know what I'm saying, and everything else like that, being able to go through and actually try and plays against, you know what I'm saying, some pretty good opponents, though, too. But you know, Justin Fields definitely probably, you know, getting the chance to shake off the cobwebs and motherfucking going out there and showing why we moved up in the draft to go ahead and get him. You know what I'm saying? So it'll be good. But as far as week one, I'm still believing that probably Nagy and everybody else is probably going to want to take this conservative approach, bro. I want Justin Fields to motherfucker start week one. It's a great possibility that he can start week one, but I still think that they're going to take this little bit of conservative approach. I don't know how long that'll last. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, though, I think they'll probably take it, and Andy Dalton will probably have the reins week one, though.
Okay. Okay, way to set the tone there. Brody, where you at with it?
Yeah, man. I think most people, you know, most listeners know where I'm at with this. I think you guys know where I'm at with this. Not only in these preseason games, but even in camp and stuff like that, I think Justin Fields, at this point of his young career, he's ready to take this starting job right away, starting week one. You know, they do see the Dolphins, the Bills, and who was the last team we see? I'm not sure, but
the Titans.
So, I mean, we go out there, we played against the Dolphins, Bills, and Titans. So, I mean, I'm just looking at it like this. Andy Dalton and Justin Fields are going to play a lot in both of these, in all three of these games. Maybe not too much the third, but I think we're going to see where they're at in those first two games, whether it be, you know, a quarter and a half for each one or two quarters each. I mean, I could see them because they don't know what they're going to do with them yet. They will be playing a lot. Both of these quarterbacks will be playing a lot in the preseason.
Okay, okay. I mean, so for week one, who do you think, like, flat out?
I mean, I don't see any other way but Justin Fields.
All right.
I personally listen to a lot of ESPN, NFL Network. Everybody's agreeing with it. I've been saying this is before I heard them say it, and that just makes me more comfortable. Like, okay, I mean, as long as we're all on the same page here about athleticism, pro ready type stuff. Justin Fields has been on this stage before, not particularly in the pro level, but he's adjusted to the level of skills, and I think he's gonna do it again.
Man, you know, I think, what are we really talking about here? Is this a quarterback competition? You know, Dalton versus Justin Fields, because we already know on pure talent, on skill, you know, skill level, that it factor, the wow, all that shit. We know where Justin Fields stands with that versus Dalton. You know, Dalton's not even close. The thing is, will they let him start right away week one? And it's one of these things. It's like, what do we think Nagy and Pace, what are they going to do? This is what I think, bro. I think they want to start Andy Dalton. I think they've been genuine about that. That's what they want to do. But the truth of the matter is Justin Fields is going to come out and do his thing, bro. He's going to come out and do his thing, and it's going to be undeniable. So, a part of me wants to say, like, man, you know what? Bears, that first week matchup is tough, this, that, and the other. But you know what? We want to win now, man. And there's no way you're going to tell me that having Andy Dalton behind center is going to give us a better chance than Justin Fields, regardless. So I think these guys know their jobs are on the line, you know, Nagy and Pace. And if Justin Fields is showing out in preseason, which, you know, I think the three of us could say we could see that happening. I mean, I got Justin Fields starting week one. I know it's hard. It's hard, you know what I'm saying, because of these guys, Nagy and Pace. It's hard to trust them, but I'm going to go with Justin Fields, man, starting week one on the road, primetime versus the Rams, Sunday Night Football.
It's a perfect segue to jumping in to the matchup week one. So how do you feel about it, Brody?
All right. So how do I feel about it, man? So traditionally, the Bears play really, really well against the Rams. You know, we usually give them fits, you know, they're high potent offense. Usually our defense matches up really, really good against them. I think the main reason that was, though, is because of Jared Goff. You know, I think Jared Goff, you know, I don't think much of him, you know what I'm saying? Like, simple and plain. So
thank God he's over here in the NFC North now.
exactly. So now you got, okay. Now you got Matthew Stafford over there running the show. You got, you know, all these weapons. You got Cam Akers, you know, the lead dog over there. And you got that defense, man. And I think, you know, for me, my prediction in week one, you know, are the Bears going to win or lose this game? I think they're going to lose this game. You know, like, honestly, I think they are. You know, first off, it's a home opener for the Rams. You know, they're more than likely going to have some fans in there too. There's going to be hype. But Justin Fields is going to bring it too, man. I think this is going to be one of those – this is going to be a game where Justin Fields shows everybody like, hey, yo, I'm here. He's going to be able to put some points up against the Rams. But the difference is that the Rams now got a competent quarterback over there with Matthew Stafford, and he's going to actually, you know, make things harder for opposing defenses. So I got the Rams winning this as far as are we doing game score predictions too?
Or not just, necessarily.
Nah, we don't have to. All right, cool. I mean, for this one, you know, I honestly think, you know, it's going to be at least two touchdowns scored on each side, you know, but I got the Rams winning this one.
I got you. I'm gonna go ahead and follow suit, man. I do think that the Rams are tough. They were really good at home last year. Home field advantage plays a little bit into this. But like you said, the Stafford factor, they got a competent quarterback who can move that ball. Our defense is tough, though. So I do have this being a low-scoring affair with the Rams winning at home. Other than that, I think it's going to be a hell of a measuring stick. Just like you said, for Justin Fields, we are not going to get beat handedly. We're not going to be losing in a blow, and we're not going to have sloppy play. We're going to lose to a really good team by a really small margin. And that's going to show you that we are for real. Justin Fields is real deal. And yeah, might lose by a field goal, 6 points to a touchdown or something like that. But at the end of the day, it's a great measuring stick against a team that's honestly ready to be a Super Bowl contender. So yeah, I'm at the Rams week one. I do have us losing as well in a tight one.
Yeah, and I'll wrap up the consensus and say that I got it as a loss too, not by that much neither. Just like you said, Brody, bro, you know what I'm saying? The Rams is a Super Bowl contender. For the Bears, I know y'all got Justin Fields coming out week one, you know what I'm saying? But we still don't know what's going to happen there. So maybe that's an effect, you know what I'm saying? So I know at least with a lot of organizations, we like to know who's QB1, let them get the reps and let them, you know, watch the tape and do whatever it is. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to say that we're going to, you know, if we got Justin Fields in there, we're going to win, you know what I'm saying? Or anything else like that. The Rams are a tough team. I don't have us losing by a motherfucking lot, but that's a top tier defense over there. Aaron Donald, motherfucking Leonard Floyd, Jalen Ramsey talking that shit.
Floyd. Oh, let's talk about that for a second. I'm glad you brought that up.
Not only that, you know what I'm saying? He's been getting a lot of motherfucking heat from Bears fans, bro. You know what I'm saying? And, bro, you know, to sit up here and call us lame asses, I give Jalen Ramsey his motherfucking props. No, I'm not going to get on this show and motherfucking sit up here and say that that's not one of the top, if not the top DB in the motherfucking game. You know what I'm saying? He could definitely put the clamps on people, but he definitely got shook. He admitted it, too. It was a great double move. He definitely fucking agreed to it. But now, you know, we got a quarterback that's known for that deep ball. And Darnell Mooney is known for them deep routes. And if they could connect, you know, it might be surprise time. But, you know, that's what I got, bro, man. Good luck. Yeah. You know, that type of shit.
It's all right, Ramsey. We know Mooney's on your mind. It's all good, man. We'll see you week one, free. Man. We'll see you week one. I'm saying. All right, man. We got the Bengals up next, Brody. How you feeling? Home opener.
Yeah, week two, I think we went in a blowout. I think Justin Fields has a breakout game in this one. The Bengals defense, you know what I'm saying, they couldn't stop a nosebleed. So I'm not really worried about them. They were 1-6 on the road last year. They're just not good on the road either. So there's so many factors that I think our defense is too good. They do have weapons out there, but they still have to mesh as a unit. I don't think that's coming in week one, two, or three. I think it's going to take them some time to gel. But as far as this particular game, Bears in a blowout, I got to say 1-1 after week two.
All right. I like it, man. So, yeah, I mean, home opener, I think it's going to be, you know, loud. The fans are going to be in there, you know. I don't know if it's going to be at full capacity or not.
But I heard it is at full cap, Brody.
Yeah, even better. So, yeah, the thing about the Bengals, bro, like, I mean, yeah, they got Ja'Marr Chase. They got a lot of these weapons. Their defense is trash, though. Their offensive line is not good either. And this is going to be that game where our defense is going to be able to do their thing. Burrow is going to be very uncomfortable. You know, like, yeah, you got a lot of weapons, but when you don't have time to find them, to let them get open, what are you going to do? You know, these guys are going to run 2-3 yard routes and you expect to dink and dunk all day. It's not going to happen. It's not going to work. Justin Fields is going to have his day, bro. He's going to ball the fuck out week two. Going to let everybody know, yo, I'm for real. This is my stadium now. Justin Fields, Soldier Fields. You know what I'm saying? So let's go.
Sir.
Yeah, I'm definitely with it. Another consensus on that, bro. And just like y'all said, bro, they didn't do shit to get that O-line jumping. You know what I'm saying? And bro,
hold on, bro. Who's starting? Because I know you. Okay, Dalton started week one for you. I just want to see, like, you when it comes to you, like, you know, you need to let us know, like, hey, you know, I still got Dalton here, or like, what's up? What's going on?
I figure out that the media, the fans eat it up that we just took a loss to the Rams, that Dalton started, and Justin Fields gets his fucking cap, bro. That's what it is, bro. He gets, hey, you got it, bro. You're the leader. You're the franchise quarterback of this team. We're gonna let you start in the home opener, and you're gonna take it from here, big dog. And this is like I said, this will be Justin Fields' show out right here, bro. You know what I'm saying? That's my prediction for that. I think it'd be dope to let him have that home opener like that at full cap. Everybody roaring in Chicago, bro. Everybody behind him in the squad, bro. And the Bengals get eaten the fuck up. Our defense should have a field day over there. But you know what I'm saying? Eddie Jackson, Jalen Johnson, motherfucking, you know, we got Khalil Mack getting a few sacks. We don't know, man. We got Joe Burrow that's coming off. You know, like I said, I'm a NFL Network guy too. You know, I see Joe Burrow out there right now. He's, you know, he's saying, hey, he's rehabbing and he's getting back to it. And I wish that guy all the best. You know what I'm saying? Just not against this team right here. Not against this elite defense that we have. I hope we sack your ass every play that we get. You know what I'm saying? So, I got a dub all the way. I got Justin Fields finally showing out and can't wait to see all those motherfucking highlights after that game.
Oh, yeah, man. That's going to be a highlight reel.
Absolutely. Let's dive into week three, man. This is where I'm going to start to shake some shit up. Week three at the Browns. We're at Cleveland. We're a very good home record last year. They were at 6-2. This is going to be a great game. Again, tough competition. Just like the Rams, this team is loaded on the defensive side. I think they just acquired one of the safeties from the Rams, actually. John Johnson, the third. He played a hell of a season last year. They have Denzel Ward over there with Myles Garrett. Jadeveon Clowney went over there. They're loaded on the defensive side, man. But this is one game I think we could steal. I think the Bears can be one of the few teams to limit Kareem Hunt and Nick Chubb. I think they will do it. We've seen them do it to the guys like, you know, Dalvin Cook and shit like that. But I just think we're going to come ready, man, with huge confidence, just busting the Bengals' ass. And we're going to, you know, keep it in the Midwest against Cleveland and go and bust their ass. I mean, I think it's going to be a nail biter. Don't get me wrong. But I think we have a great chance of winning this game. If what I'm predicting Justin Fields to be in the first 2 weeks, then I believe the confidence carries over to a team like the Browns. I think we could pull it. I got us winning this game in a super good one, though.
Got it, man. I like it, man. I like it. It sounds good. But for me, on the road versus the Browns, this is another one of those teams that, man, I think they're going to make this push, man. They're going to make that push for the Super Bowl. They got the defense. They got the offensive pieces, you know. And I think they got the quarterback, man. I know there's a lot of question marks about Baker Mayfield. You know, I think he answered some of them last year. And I think this year he's going to answer some more, bro. I think Baker Mayfield is a quarterback you can win with in this league. And I think he's going to get a nice payday over there in Cleveland. And I think this game is going to be tough, man. It's going to be tough because you got that 1-2 punch. You got that game control, you know, that clock control when you have that run game like that. It opens everything up. You got OBJ, who's allegedly healthy. You got Juice Landry. You know, you got Hollywood Higgins over there. You know, you got Donovan Peoples-Jones. You got a lot of weapons over there. So, the tight end that came from Atlanta, man. I'm blanking out right now.
Austin Hooper, buddy.
Yeah, man, even Austin Hooper. I think they still got Njoku over there somehow. So they got all these weapons, man, and that run game is the most important thing. I think clock control is going to be the problem here. and their defense is really, really good too. So I'm going to give the Browns the win here, especially because we're on the road. But it's going to be a good game, man. I feel like it's going to be a good game regardless.
Yeah, real quick, I just want to chime in. I do think that running game is legit. I also believe that that's where they come from. That's where the success comes from. If we can stall that, we can win the game. If we put the ball in Baker Mayfield's hands, we can win this game. I don't mind him throwing a Juice Landry, OBJ, or anybody. I really don't. I mean, if it's between letting Kareem Hunt and Nick Chubb beat you or Baker, I'm going to try to beat Baker instead and go ahead and let him have some type of day instead of those running backs running for 100 yards each. And, you know, like I said, I think we can control the line of scrimmage against these guys and give them the fight in the trenches that they're probably not going to be expecting, to be honest. That's the type of team that goes into every game. Yeah, it's a possibility. And like I said, another reason why Justin Fields starting from week one, already experiencing a good defense. Now he gets to see another good defense. But this time he's braced, he's ready, he knows the tempo of the game. Everything is gonna be coming, man. I'm just really feeling the whole Justin Fields week one started.
All right.
I'm pulling on you, but I'm with you right here, Smoking Jay, bro. I think it'll be a tough black and blue football game, Midwest style, bro, for real.
Yeah.
But I think we take the L against the Browns, bro. They really amped up, traded, drafted, and did everything they can to beat one team, and that is the Kansas City Chiefs. And they're trying to make it all the way to the chip. I'm not saying that we don't got a shot or motherfucking no chance at all. You know what I'm saying? When you got morale on your side, when you start winning or whatever, like when you know, it all depends on what it is for the team and what it is that we can do. But I'm with you too, Sweetness, on that. If we can stop the run game, then you leave it all on Baker Mayfield's shoulders to go ahead and do what he needs to do. You know what I'm saying? Or, you know, I'd rather take those chances of him going through the air than have to deal with, you know, Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt running all over the place, bro. And we know that what's up, but I got us losing though, for sure. You know, in a close game right there, bro. So the Cleveland Browns, bro, you know, they clicking. They definitely clicking over there.
Yeah, they're a scary team, man. They're that's a good ass team. They turned it around in a matter of two, 3 years. You guys remember everybody would always make fun of that whole franchise, and now they're
calling them a hype job. They were calling them hype. As soon as they got OBJ, and after that season was done, they called them a hype job. Then Stefanski took over for Kitchens, and then
that was it.
After that, they took it. You know, I know OBJ went down, and then Baker Mayfield showed, and everything. And you know, it took some other wide receivers to go ahead and come up. And go ahead and do it. But that run game was strong. And now to add some more defensive pieces on there.
Yep, exactly.
Jesus Christ. But I'm telling you, the only reason I did that shit is to beat the damn Chiefs. So they trying to go. It's definitely going to be a black and blue game. I guarantee you there's probably going to be one fight in that motherfucking game.
Javon Wims. All right, man. We going with the Lions next, Brody. How you feeling? At home, second home game of the year versus Detroit.
Oh, man. It's going to get real ugly out there, man. I think the Bears defense is going to abuse and introduce Jared Goff to the North. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if he played somebody before us maybe in the division, but I'm not in any way, shape, or form worried about the Lions, man. They haven't spent a year together. The quarterback is new. The coaching staff is new. The defense still sucks. They were last in yards allowed and touchdowns allowed last year. With Justin Fields rolling at this point in the season, I got the Bears winning again in blowout fashion again. I don't think the Lions can keep up in any facet of the game, special teams, offense, defense. Yeah, I think we're just going to roll right through these guys.
Hell yeah, man. Fucking Lions, bro. We're just gonna give them a thrashing, bro. We're gonna beat the brakes off them. This is the same Detroit Lions team that made Mitch look good on a year in and year out, bro. It's the Lions. I know they got new coaching, but it's still the Lions, bro. And then you take Stafford off and you add Goff. Like, how's that? How are you better? You're like way worse now. And we always fucking take care of Goff. So this is a dub. You know, Justin Fields, again, man, he's going to have a field day. You know what I'm saying? He's going to ball the fuck out. Yes,
like
sir.
What you did there.
Yes, sir. He's going to ball the fuck out, do his thing. We're going to, you know, we're going to blow these this team out the park, man. Straight up.
Man, I got us again. I got us again with the, you know, with the dub on these cats, bro. Like I said, new coaching. I think it's like a first year. They're like in a rebuild. You know what I'm saying? Like Detroit's in a rebuild. And they've sucked for a really, really long time. And, you know, I'm kind of glad for Matthew Stafford. I love Georgia and shit. So I kind of glad that Matthew Stafford, you know, got out of there.
But hell yeah.
You know, they switched it and did whatever, you know. But, you know, I know they picked up Penei Sewell, you know what I'm saying, and stuff like that, fell to him. What was that, Amon-Ra St. Brown? But it's, you got to think about it. It's a first year of them clicking together in a national game. And then against fucking our defense, it's going to be tough for them, bro. And I say we definitely shred them, though, for sure. And we get that dub, bro. I just think that they're going to have to find a way to jail. You know what I'm saying? They might surprise, but at the same time, I still think we take that dub with no problem.
When you have Tyrell Williams and Rashad Perriman out there, and these guys are done. They're journeymen at this point. Amon-Ra St. Brown, he's a, you know, a rookie with hella potential. Sky's the limit for the kid. But aside from that, I'm not worried about them. Their offensive line isn't too bad, but their defense is just horrendous, bro. Just like the Week 5 matchup, I'm going to roll right into it. At the Raiders, 2-6 at home last year. Not a good record. They suck. Their defense is still garbage, just like last year. Another team I'm not worried about. Another team I think we're going to run through. I mean, at this point, I got to set a, you know, four-game win streak here for the Bears. I think we got the ball rolling at this point.
Yeah, man. I don't like really almost any – I don't like any move the Raiders did. I mean, this offseason, you guys know I like Drake going over there. You know, not good for fantasy. But at the same time, this team needs a lot of help, man. They got rid of a lot of their offensive linemen. I don't know what they're doing over there, man. They made a you could talk about their first-round picks, Drill. You know, they made a questionable first-round pick, you know, a lot of people were saying. But, yeah, man, we gonna pull that dub. Justin Fields in Vegas, you know. We all in, baby. We winning that game.
Man. You know, I hate to say it, man. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, I mean, I'm always going to go for my team, my home team first. And, yes, I'll admit it. Yes, my second favorite team is the goddamn Las Vegas Raiders, aka Oakland Raiders, aka whatever.
How much you like the Raiders, man? Give them a soundbite of
what is it? I can't even do it. I told you never.
I thought you were gonna tell them to show his tramp stamp.
Oh man, yeah, ain't nothing wrong with that. No, nah, man. So now Drill,
I'm not gonna do it.
They say the autumn wind is a Raider, and I don't know, but he's got a whole trumpet going on. I don't know, but it sounds great. He does a great impression, a hell of an impression.
You gotta catch me when I'm like hella buzzed and everything else like that.
You would think NFL Films was playing somewhere when this dude starts doing that shit.
Nah, man, you know what I'm saying? I got one of my uncles, man. He's a huge Raiders fan. You know, shout out to my Uncle Andre, man, out there. But
shout out, Uncle.
You know, it was just brought up to me. But my grandmother is a diehard Bears fan. So, you know what I'm saying? It ain't nothing but football on my father's side of the family, you know what I'm saying? I mean, on my mother's side a little bit too, but you know, they're Puerto Rican, so it's more about baseball and Cubs. So, but
you're leaving the people over here and just waiting, bro.
You know what though, AJ, just like our announcement and everything else like that, you're gonna have to catch Drill on another day game next year because you can't put me on the spot. I can't be doing it, but you know what I'm saying?
He said he's not easy. You got to get a couple of drinks before you get what you want.
It's not. It definitely isn't. But let's get back to this shit, you know what I'm saying? Okay, the Bears, motherfucker, playing at the Death Star. Like we said, it was a questionable first prompt. Everybody was like, what the fuck? We all know that we got the Bama. They got the Bama boy, you know, Alex Leatherwood, you know what I'm saying, and shit like that. Great, great offensive lineman, but they needed to address the defense. I don't know what the hell they were thinking, but at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying? I know they lost some hogs too, you know what I'm saying, up there on the O-line. So they thought maybe they replaced, you know, fucking Chucky and the management over there. Hey, go ahead and get it how you live, you know what I'm saying? I'm still going to be, you know, my second favorite team is still going to be a fan, just not when you're playing the motherfucking Bears. That's a dub for us over there. Great stadium over there. I know you guys are going to finally get some motherfucking fans over there with the bottle service and the music. Y'all going to be popping over there in the club. But, the Bears is club dub. But you know what I'm saying? We finna take that W all motherfucking day, bro. You know what I'm saying? So they just didn't address. I know they got Solomon, you know what I'm saying, defensive lineman from the 49ers, dope, but it's just not gonna it's not gonna happen against my Bears. So we gonna do it. We gonna take that dub right there. I hate to say it, but let's move on to the next team, man, because I hate it. I hate talking about the Raiders.
Gruden and his grinders.
Gruden and his grinders, yeah, of course. So we got a man. At this point, I had the Bears on a 4-game win streak, sitting pretty at 5-1. You know what I'm saying? Or 4-1. My bad. But you know, week 6 versus Packers at Soldier. I mean, the way I'm basing this whole prediction is with Aaron Rodgers, starting and playing for the Packers this year as it stands today. So, Packers win this one in a close one. Again, it's going to be one of those games where, you know, they're going to have to sneak away with a dub. But I think the Packers win this one, man. I hate to say it. You know, we fucking hate cheeseheads around where I'm from. But at the end of the day, Rodgers is Rodgers. He always finds a way to just beat us, sometimes just handedly. But with Justin Fields now in the picture, I think that we can make these games closer and actually have a fighting shot at the end of the game and being able to score and stuff like that. But I do think Rodgers – he has our number for the most part, man. I'm not going to lie on this dude.
Well, that's going to change, and we're pulling out the dub. Justin Fields is going to come out. It's not the same Green Bay team. There's a lot of problems over there. We already know about this offseason. Aaron Rodgers, you know, demanding a trade, demanding a contract. He feels disrespected, you know, rightfully so, in my opinion. But you know what? That works in our benefit, man. When all this speculation and all this drama over there in Green Bay is happening with their quarterback, we're over here getting our franchise quarterback. So we're feeling great right now. And we love to see all the freaking, you know, all this disruption going on up there in Wisconsin. So we're going to get on that ass. We have Justin Fields, whole different type of monster. You know, by this time it's week 6, that offense, man, it's firing on all cylinders. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to pull out this win. We're going to let the Packers know it's our time now. Their reign is over. Aaron Rodgers, if he's not gone by this year, he'll be gone next year. So, you know, now we got the best quarterback in the division. It's going to be like that for a long time. Get used to it.
Yep. And I don't give a fuck if Aaron Rodgers is playing or not. We at home, Packers. He's going to get that first day. Justin Fields is going to get that first taste of what that tradition is all about. Just like when he played, you know, when he plays Michigan, you know what I'm saying? Ohio State, Michigan, big game. So he knows all about the rivalries, bro. Welcome to the land where we fucking hate cheeseheads. And I don't like the Packers whatsoever. I don't give a shit. But like you said, they're having some disruptions. They're having some problems. If Aaron Rodgers there, how well is he going to play? You know what I'm saying? How well is it going to be? You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of factors that go into it. But I got us beating them. Definitely in our house, you know what I'm saying? So yeah, welcome to it. This is, I think Matt Nagy is going to be able to run that type of offense that he wants with Justin Fields. And it's going to be a new look for them boys. They, you know what I'm saying? It's going to be something that the Packers are probably going to have to adjust to. I know they're going to have tape off of what? 5 games. So, you know what I'm saying? They're going to be able to look to see what we got. But, you know, I think Nagy's going to have some tricks up his sleeve. You know what I'm saying? A week before practice will be real nice. We go in the Soldier Field and we fucking kick their ass and send their ass back to Green Bay. Point blank and simple.
I love it. All right, man. Sweetest.
Love it, man.
This is for you, man. Yo, wait, you already went on this, right?
Yeah. I already went on.
Go ahead. I'll let you go. Go ahead.
Yeah. There's one thing I want to mention. I know that Rodgers and the whole quarterback dilemma, the whole, you know, coach versus or player versus front office, all that stuff is going south. But let's not forget, though, I know it's not as serious as it was, you know what I'm saying, like before when Jordan Love got drafted. Aaron Rodgers was still angry about it, you know, not at Jordan Love. Obviously he came out and said it, but he was angry about it. Comes out and does his MVP impression and fucking kills the league. I mean, the more I think about it, we've seen this already. We've seen him go crazy while having all these problems, kind of just tunnel visioning the whole season and going MVP style. You know what I'm saying? I know it's more You know, it's way more critical now as far as him getting traded. We don't even know what's going on right now. I'm just basing it on when he gets on that field, not even LaFleur could tell him shit. You know, he's checking at the line. He's doing him. So that's just the way I look at that. But that's only the first game. We got more coming. Week 7 at Tampa Bay. You already know how I feel about Brady. That defense turns up.
How do you feel about Brady?
I think that the Buccaneers will be in the Super Bowl again. I mean, I said it last year with a little bit of, you know, skepticism, but this year I'm good with it. I believe the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are ready to do way better than they did last year. They're already gelled. Everybody's back, defense included. It's going to be a tough day. It's going to be a grinded out type of day, but I think the Buccaneers win this one. At Tampa, good weather. Brady, he's going to be all right. So I think Tampa takes this one, man.
Yeah, you know what? I'll go next on that one, though, too, man. I think
they kind of handle us in this game. I think they kind of have their way with the Bears. And
like a wake-up call type shit?
Wake-up call. Check yourself when you're going against a team of this caliber.
Yeah, and I totally agree. Maybe not about a total ass kicking. We did beat them last year, but at the same time, though, kind of what that was mid beginning of the season, was it like around that time? I forgot which week it was. You know what I'm saying? You know, and I'm sure Tom Brady's gonna want his revenge. Like, oh, I thought that was third down. You know what I'm saying? I thought that he's gonna remember that shit. Mm-hmm. Tom Brady's definitely an attention to detail. Kind of guy, and to go to Tampa Bay your first year, gel with all those guys, get them all in line, and go ahead and win you a Super Bowl. To come back a second year, have all of them again, they're definitely going to be clicking on all cylinders. And you know what I'm saying? It's going to be something for Justin Fields to be, you know, sit back and watch and be like, damn, something you could definitely learn from one of the greatest that's ever going to lace up and play this game. Definitely gonna be a learning curve, you know what I'm saying, and everything else like that. But I'm with it. I think the Bucks take the dub in that one. We just keeping it real.
Yeah, man. I mean, I'm with you guys. I mean, the Bucks, champs in a COVID year, they were able to, you know, piece this team together, and Brady was able to get who he wanted, and just gelled, you know, and they ended up winning the motherfucking Super Bowl. Like. That's unheard of, bro. Like, that's unheard of to be able to do that in the National Football League. And they did it. And that's no fluke shit. So, yeah, man, Tampa Bay, we're on the road. It's going to be a tough game. That defense is A1. The offense led by Brady, you know, Hall of Famer, one of the best to do it. You know, I hate to say it, but I'm with you guys, man. We're going to take a L there. All right.
Let's dive in. We are at week 8, middle of the season here, going up against the 49ers. And, you know, I don't really know what we're going to get from the 49ers. I don't even know what their identity is as a team. And that's not a good thing. You know, I know they probably want to run the ball. They got like 20 running backs over there. You know what I'm saying? They got a few athletic wide receivers out there and you know, a hell of a tight end. But now my thing is just, I think the Bears win this game, bro. I think we can handle that offense. Is not something I'm scared of. Those running backs, none of them pop out to me and say, oh, game changer. Same thing for the wide receivers going up against a defensive backfield like the Bears have. I think we can handle them in the trenches. I think if they throw the ball, because they're going to have to getting, you know, later on in that game, I think we're going to just take advantage of opportunities. Going to be situations on third and some where they're going to have to throw the ball, and you know, anything can happen at that point when defenses force you to do things you don't want to do, bad things happen. I think we come out of this game with a W.
Oh man, as much as I like to think about Bo Jeezy, I think this is going to be a classic.
This Halloween night, honestly,
it is, you know what I'm saying, but I think it's going to be a classic, and I was so on the fence. I even got eraser marks on my paper. Win, loss. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I have us losing just by a small margin. The 49ers are a good team. I'm hoping that actually Trey Lance plays, though, because another thing, that's why I kept erasing. it's vendetta time. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh yeah, Justin Fields will be, oh yeah, you didn't want to pick me up. Oh yeah, you didn't want to motherfucking, you know, take a chance on me. Y'all wanted to go ahead and get you a little Trey Lance. Here's a taste of what the fuck you could have had. Just like when Patrick Mahomes treated us when he played us a lot too long ago and then went, you know, gave us the old one, two, three, wait, how many spots? You know what I'm saying? That you let me fall? You know what I mean? So I'm definitely on the fence, but I have the L for the final thing. I can't even front. I have the L. And I know Bo G's like, yes, you know what I'm saying, and everything else like that, man. Shout out Bogart, man. But motherfucking
Shout out to Brody, man. I think it'll be a classic, man.
Yeah, I'm on the fence, man. But fuck it. You know what I'm saying, though? I think we still, you know, edge out. Maybe lose by like a field goal or some shit.
I just want to chime in on a little something, bro. Like I said, it's Halloween. Jimmy G is going to get spooky for you, bro. And I think we're going to see a Trey Lance sighting. I think we are going to see a Trey Lance sighting. Maybe at halftime when we're busting that ass. But Trey Lance is not going to save the day. Not that night. So... we're ready for all the smoke. I don't think the 49ers can match up with us talent-wise. They're a very well-coached team. I don't think the talent matches the coaching, though. So, Bears.
The Niners? That's crazy, yeah. Bro. Why do you say that? Like, you don't like George Kittle?
I think he's a hell of a tight end.
You don't like Deebo Samuel or Brandon Ayuk?
I think I said they have athletic wide receivers on the outside.
Well, I think about what you said. This is
my thing. Going up against a team with our defensive backfield. You put Ayuk and Deebo out there. I'm not worried about it. I mean, if you tell me that I'm just not worried about them. Man, running across the – I just
– They find a way to win those yak, fucking those games.
Those two are some yak motherfuckers. And the thing is, you're saying the talent doesn't meet the coaching or something like that, you said?
I think they're a well-coached team, one of the best coached teams in the league.
Yeah, but you said something about the talent doesn't meet something. You said something along those lines. The thing is this talent fits perfectly in this system. This is exactly what Shanahan wants. He wants yak motherfuckers. George Kittle, yak like a motherfucker. Deebo, Ayuk was one of the most prolific yak motherfuckers in college. So to me, you know, this is going to be a tough game. And I'm going back and forth this whole time. Both of you guys are talking. I'm still like on the fence. I'm like, man, you know, the thing about the Niners, you know, it doesn't matter what running backs back there. It really doesn't matter. That system is for real. And we've seen it. How many running backs have been relevant in fantasy from the San Francisco 49ers since Shanahan has been there? A shitload of them, bro. And that's not going to stop. So, you know, I think the offense is a problem. I think their defense, you know, their defense is not bad at all. We already know that. So I think it's going to be a tougher game than we think. I think this is going to be where the Bears, you know, this is going to be a big test, you know, for us. So I think after the Bucks, for me, we lost. I think we're going to take another loss over here to the Niners, bro. I think we are, man. I think they're going to be a handful. But, you know, one thing, though, you said something about Trey Lance possibly playing. If Trey Lance is in this game, we're winning this. I know we are, bro. There's no way we're losing to Trey Lance. Jimmy G, I'm not saying Jimmy G is good or like anything like that, but the thing is, he's more like, you know, I don't really see
him. Yeah, Illinois boy, man. Illinois boy Garoppolo, fucking from the land. He knows what's up.
Yeah, man. I just feel like this team is really well put together, really well coached. I think Matt Nagy still has questions to answer as a coach in his game. And I think hopefully by this time in the year, which is week 8, you know, he's answered a lot of these questions, but this is not an easy matchup. This is one of these games that if we could lose purely on being outcoached, and I could see Shanahan doing that to Nagy. So I'm going to say we take an L here. I hate to say it, but I know Bogard or Luigi loves to hear this. So, Shut up.
I guess I'm on the fringe with the coaching staffs, and I know that Shanahan's a hell of a dude, comes from a tree of coaching and this, that, and the third. The main thing for me is who's on the field. The talent on the field wins it for me on both sides of the ball. So, like I said, at this point, Justin Fields is rolling offensively. I mean, we've already talked about it. I don't think they can stop him. So agree to disagree on that one, boys.
I hope you're right. Yeah. Shit.
Week 9 at Pittsburgh. This is
Monday night.
Monday night, man.
Oh, prime time, too, huh?
Man, so Pittsburgh has a hell of a defense. Talking what, top three, top five? I think we're on the same. I think we're on the same level to a certain degree. I think this is a defensive game that we pull out at the end. I think we can beat them at Pittsburgh. I don't mind it. I think it's going to be a tight defensive game. Not a lot of scoring here, but, you know, that's the way I got it, man. Bears win at Pitt.
Hey, look, I'm with you on that. And you're saying, you know, and it's another team that I love to watch. One, fucking Mike Tomlin, you know what I'm saying? I kind of be like, yeah, that's my second dad over there. You know what I mean? Hey, Mike Tomlin, the boys, what I'm basing this win off of, if we're able to stop Najee Harris, stuff him up, keep him, you know what I'm saying, whatever, they're going to have to rely on Ben to motherfucking throw. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, considering where he's at and what it is, and we're getting in the second half of the season in this part. So he's going to be playing a whole bunch of games, and who knows where he's going to be right there. Not that I'm banking off of that, but I think that the Bears got a new attitude. You know what I'm saying? We got a new attitude. We go over there, and I'm not saying that we bust their ass, but the Steelers did what? They lost Bud Dupree too, dude. If I'm not mistaken. Right. So what? They still got Watt over there. You know what I'm saying? Dakota, I'm not saying that they're weak.
Minka Fitzpatrick, man.
Hey, you know what I'm saying, man? I'm with you on the defensive game, but I real black and blue football, bro, which is what I love to fucking watch. I love to watch a war out there. You know what I'm saying? We all watch games where we see shit blown out. You're like, oh, this ain't even a minute, you know, whatever. We'll still watch this to the end, but we're like, oh, we're not really entertained by it. But if we can stop Najee Harris, stop that backfield like we do, there's a rookie coming in here. He's really fucking good. Don't get me wrong. You know what I'm saying? But we're talking about a Bears defense that stopped Cook, that stopped Kamara, that stopped Henry. You know what I'm saying? Or held them to less than what they usually put out. And now we're talking about a rookie coming in here against an already gelling elite defense. Come on. I don't give a fuck if we're over there in Heinz Field. You know what I'm saying? Hey, let's go in there. Let's get that dub real quick. We just, you know, might take an L from the 49ers. This might be a step up to where Justin Fields is like, hey, let's get our shit back together and let's go out here and motherfucking show these motherfucking cats who we all about. But I got the dub with you too, Sweetness, on that one. For sure.
Yeah, man. Big game in Pittsburgh on the road Monday night. And I like what you were saying, man, as far as bottling up Najee Harris. If we could bottle him up, make Big Ben throw the ball. I could see – we've seen these games from Roethlisberger, man, where he just – it looks like he don't give a fuck sometimes. Like, ah, fuck it. I'm just throwing it over here. Like, whatever, bro. Like, you know, like – no bullshit. Like, I've seen so many times. You got the pass rushes coming in. And Roethlisberger's like, fuck this. And he just chucks it, bro. Like, whatever. Man,
you're not really sure if the passion's there.
Yeah, man. So I think if we could force him to do that type of stuff, man, like, we're going to be fine. Not only that, man, I think Justin Fields, he's going to have a great game. I think Monty's going to have a great game, be able to do their thing. I really think this is where you start seeing a little bit more of that, you know, more of the read option, man, more of the Matt Nagy playbook, you know, developing more and more of the stuff that he wanted to do with Mitch, but Mitch just didn't have the football IQ to make the right read on some of these plays. So this is where Justin Fields, midway through the season, we start seeing him take that step from a rookie to somebody that's actually comfortable in the football league. So right in time too, because it's right before the bye week. So that's a dub right there too, Monday night. Bye week, week 10, week 11, we're home, man. We got the Ravens, man. I see you, Sweetness. How you feeling?
Man, this is one of those I was like 50-50 on the fringe, man. And I just really thought about this. And I'm thinking, you know, coming off the bye week, Justin Fields gets to recollect, you know, go and look at all the mistakes he made, you know, in the first 8-9 games of this season. I think he bounces back, man, and adjusts to all the mistakes he made. I think we win, but it's got to be, it can't be the Lamar Jackson show. If Lamar Jackson gets his shit rolling and we're not able to contain him, it's going to be a long day for the defense. He's going to wear him down. Shit's going to get ugly. And at that point, you know, I think the Ravens could pull it. But I think we have pieces to stop him. I think we can spy him. We could do whatever we need to do to contain him, even though that means a guy like J.K. Dobbins would probably have a good game. And I'm cool with that. Go ahead, let him run wild. Not too wild, but, you know, at least let him beat you. If anybody's going to beat you, let it be him and not Lamar Jackson, because Lamar Jackson is a game changer. He does a lot of different things, bro. He's a hell of an athlete, man. He's just a freak out there on the field, and we can't let him loose. We let him loose, we might just lose this game. Other than that, you contain Lamar Jackson, you win this game, and that's the game plan. I mean, that's what it's got to be. Plus, I mean, what they got out there, Rashad Bateman, Hollywood Brown, Mark Andrews, yeah, but we got linebackers that can keep up with him. I'm not worried about the outside receivers. They're not, and Lamar Jackson still has a lot of questions to answer in that pocket. Can you be a pocket quarterback? Can you transition into being a dual threat? Because nobody really looks at you that way in the league right now. There are big question marks on your arm, on your accuracy, on your deep ball. There's question marks all over for him. And if he comes in with those at this point of the season, I'm comfortable with us, you know, taking the dub here.
Man, another team that I like, you know what I'm saying, personally. One thing that I want to bring up, though, too, that changes the Chicago Bears is, you know what I'm saying, we all know. We've all talked about it before, is motherfucking the adding of Justin Fields and adding what we go ahead and do. We're going to give that our defense a time to rest, to motherfucking be cool, to go deep into the motherfucking fourth and still do what they do. And this is what I'm relying on, that our defense now has the time to go ahead and rest up, and they're going to be able to go ahead and go deep and be elite throughout the entire game. That's one thing that I'm looking forward to this season, is looking at what our defense did last year and us being a top tier defense, and what our defense is going to look like well rested with a decent offense. You know what I'm saying? So it's going to be great. I got us pulling out the dub on this one, just based off of that fact, being able to go ahead and having a rested up defense and us being able to motherfucking have the energy and time in order to motherfucking keep up. And like you said, though, Brody, I'm with it. Let's get the spy defense going. Let's get the QB spy type of defense going, and motherfucking and let's limit and let's force Lamar Jackson to throw that ball. Yeah, I'm not afraid of J.K. Dobbins. I'm not afraid of Gus Edwards. You know what I'm saying? I think that they could definitely run that rock. Don't get me wrong. You know what I'm saying? But if we're going to go ahead and do that and rely and we limit Lamar Jackson, we might be able to win in a different capacity. You know what I'm saying? It's just something that we're going to have to adjust to. There's a lot of dual threat running backs. Dual threat quarterbacks out there that could do that thing. You know, so like you said, it's a bunch of question marks for Lamar Jackson. I like him personally. You know what I'm saying? He's a great for fantasy points. You know what I'm saying? But going against the Bears and a well-rested defense, because we're gonna have the ability to fucking score and put up points on you. I believe the Ravens did lose some defensive pieces through this offseason and this year. And we gonna be able to to capitalize, bro. So I got us taking a dub on that one for sure.
Justin Fields is better than Lamar Jackson. That's what people are gonna be saying after this game. Let me tell you why. First and foremost, he's already a better passer than Lamar Jackson. You know, second off, he can run pretty much as fast as him. He's a 4.4, Justin Fields, but he doesn't want to run. He wants to pass the ball. He's a quarterback. He'll run if he has to extend a play, and he's a perfect weapon when it comes to those read option plays, RPOs, all that good stuff. Another thing that's going to help the defense, you are going to be practicing this whole year against a quarterback that is just as athletic as Lamar Jackson. So you got that in your back pocket. You've seen that same type of talent, that athleticism in the backfield the whole year. So with that being said, yeah, Justin Fields is a better quarterback than Lamar Jackson. That's what's going to be said after week 11. Let's go. We got the dub.
Love the call.
We got Detroit. I ain't got to waste my time on this. This is another dub, bro. They're a fucking floor mat, bro. We're going to walk all over them, bro. That's how I'm feeling.
I mean, I think we're going to – I wrote on my notes, we're going to annihilate the Lions. On my first note, on the first set of notes I had, the first set of notes I had, we're going to abuse Goff and company. Annihilate and abuse. Those are two words you don't really want to hear if you're going against the Bears. But that's just the way the Lions are. They suck. They were 1-7 at home, by the way. And this one's at Detroit. They suck. I mean, I'm not fucking with it. They suck and we don't. That's the bottom line.
Because Stone Cold said so.
Right. You got it. Cover my ass. That's why we're the bros.
Yep. Dub against the Lions. I don't even want to waste my fucking time.
Dub Fuck Club. I don't even want to celebrate this one. I want to pack our shit and walk out. There's no celebrating going on after this one.
This is business. We there. Business face. Let's go take care of business. We're coming back home, though. By the way, that Lions game, that was Thanksgiving, man. So.
Oh, yeah, man. Thanksgiving game. Lions. Get fat and happy and watch us beat the shit out of the Lions.
Yes, sir. It's gonna be a great day.
I think I'll be at your house, Brody.
Hey, it sounds good, man. We'll jump on a live. Then first week, December, week 13, December 5th, at home versus the Cardinals, man. I'll tell you one thing, guys, man. The NFC West, bro, they got some comp over there, man, like a motherfucker. But how you feeling about how we match up versus the Cardinals, Brody?
Not good. Not good at all. They got weapons galore. I know they got rid of Kenny and Drake, but I don't know, man. I really see this game turning into a high-scoring affair. I could see Justin Fields and Kyler Murray going back and forth, and yeah, I think it's going to be fast-paced, a lot of scoring going on. I think Kyler Murray edges Justin Fields out. It might be whoever has the last possession type of game, but I do think there's going to be some scoring going on. I hate to say it, man. The Cardinals are one of my favorite teams. They amped up that defense, too, when they got J.J. Watt. I know he's not at his prime anymore, but they don't need him to be. They got Chandler Jones on the other side. We got a lot of guys we could compare to their defense as well. I'm not saying their defense is better than ours. I'm just saying this is one of those games where I think Kyler Murray gets the ball at the end of the game and he goes down and he wins the game or, you know, some of that sort. I don't think we're going to lose any game that we lose this year besides the one against the Bucs. I think we're going to be in the game the whole game. This is not no walk in the park for anybody coming, especially the Soldier Field. Like you said, though, the NFC West has got a lot of smoke. I think the Cardinals are just out.
Yeah, man. I understand, man. I'm with you. That's a super tough matchup. Like you said, it might come down to last possession too, but exactly. You seen that shit last year with Kyler Murray against the Bills and that fucking last Hail Mary and D-Hop going up and motherfucking taking that shit down like that, bro.
The Hail Mary.
Anything is possible with Kyler Murray, man. You know what I'm saying? You can't count that out. He can run and he can pass. There's no question marks like that when it comes to Kyler Murray. And I think he was real frustrated last season, you know what I'm saying, with how things are going. I think he banged up his shoulder a little bit and was still able to go out there and show out. I know we're at home and everything else like that. I think it'll be a close one, too. But, you know, those weapons over there, adding J.J. Watt, still having Buda Baker, you know what I'm saying, all that good shit. He's one of my favorites, you know what I'm saying? I'm more of a defensive-minded kind of guy, you know what I'm saying? And, like, I love to see touchdowns and all this other shit, though, too, but I also love seeing motherfucking wide receivers get clamped and motherfucking running backs and quarterbacks getting fucked up. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I love defense. And, you know what I'm saying, I think that this one will be another type of defensive game, too, as well. How well Jalen Johnson, you know what I'm saying, and Eddie Jackson and Desmond Trufant and all that good stuff that we got going on too. Who's that DB that we got two with Thomas Graham? Maybe, you know, I think it's Thomas Graham, right? Yeah, you know what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying. We're gonna have to see, and it's gonna take a lot to go ahead and take these cats out. I know, you know what I'm saying. Well, shit, they're the reason that we made it to the playoffs last year.
Great point.
You know what I mean? True. So, you know what I mean? They might be counting that in the bag, you know what I'm saying, or whatever. It might not be a big deal, but maybe, you know.
They're probably you guys owe us on
right,
this one.
Right. But I, in all, I got us taking an L. I'm probably not by that much needed. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, we are at home, full cap. It might be tough, but at the same time, though, I still got Kyler Murray and the boys edging out over us.
Man, you know, if this this is a December 5th game, bro. If this was like, I don't know, like 10 years ago, that my narrative would have been like, you know what? The weather's going to be so shitty. The weather's going to be so much in our favor that we're going to be able to run our game plan. We're going to be able to fuck up this team with the read option, Monty, Tariq Cohen, Justin Fields, you know, clock control. But we've seen December's in Chicago. They haven't been the same for a while, man. And it's kind of crazy, man, with this whole, you know, the climate shift and all that stuff. You know, I think it's going to be one of those games where we're going to realize we are still a step behind when it, offensively, you know, from a lot of these teams in the NFL that we're trying to compete with. You know, you talk about, you know, the Rams, the Bucks, the Chiefs. There was a team we spoke about earlier, even Cleveland. They're innovative, you know, with what they do. San Francisco with that coaching scheme, you know, and now we're talking about the Cardinals. We still got a ways to go. And this is going to, you know, let us know again, you know, this, we got a ways to go. But one thing's for sure, bro, Justin Fields is going to make his presence felt. We're going to hang in there. I'm with you. You said it earlier. I don't see us getting blown out. Maybe the Bucs game, maybe. But, you know, other than that, you know, I think it's going to be close almost the whole year. Arizona, though, they're up and coming. I think this is their third year in that system. Kyler Murray, I think we're all believers in him. I think we love the grit. You know, the dude's a little guy, but that this dude's a baller. So I got Kyler Murray and the Cardinals, you know, coming into the shy and taking a dub. So, yeah, man, that's – yeah, I know, man. It's tough, man. It's tough.
Damn, clean sweep.
Yeah, week 14. It's rough.
You know what? A good point you made, man. I thought about it too. December 5th. I'm thinking, weather, does it really matter sometimes? I mean, look, unless it's snowing like crazy. But like you said, it hasn't been like that for a long time. The climate change is real. And when you got guys like Kyler Murray that come out here, I mean, on it, you know, in the wintertime, yeah, you might get cold out there. But when you get into the motion of the game, you tend to forget about those things. And, you know, football IQ starts to take over. Athleticism starts to take over. And that's just the way it is nowadays, man.
I just think sometimes with the weather, when it's like that, I feel like it's the trenches, bro. It's the trenches. And I'll take any trench, you know what I'm saying, that has Eddie Goldman, Akeem Hicks, Khalil Mack, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm going that side. So if the weather is in play that game, you know, that's going to be a dub for us. But, you know, the way it's been here lately, you know, I'll give it to Arizona. We on the road, man. We on the road week 14, man. And we got the Packers. Sunday night football, man. Prime time.
I see Sunday you. Night.
Sunday night, man. I see you over there, man. Yeah. What's up?
Sunday night, man. This is the one. This is the one. I talked about it earlier. We're not done. I know we took an L in my eyes to the Green Bay Packers earlier in the season, but not this time, bro. I think we go into Lambeau Sunday night. Justin Fields is used to the lights. This ain't nothing new to him. He goes in there in another game similar to the Cardinals one. I see some touchdowns being scored more than the first game against them. I see, you know, 35-42 type thing. Bears win. I mean, I got us coming out of Lambeau with a W. Justin Fields is comfortable. Now we're really on some shit. Now we're really on some shit, showing everybody that we can keep up with quarterbacks and wide receivers like Rodgers and Adams. So, yeah, I'm comfortable with it. I don't think Aaron Jones is a factor in this game at all. A.J. Dillon either. I think it's a lot of Rodgers to Tonyan and Adams and whoever the fuck else he's throwing the ball to, because somebody always seems to come out of Green Bay sometimes. Just like Tom Brady makes Scotty Miller's, you know, relevant and shit like that. So, you know, but yeah, I think Justin Fields, he takes Aaron Rodgers down, you know, gets to check that off his bucket list real quick at Lambeau. He's ready for all the smoke. It's going to be a hell of an atmosphere at this point in the season.
Yeah, see, that's the only, I mean, I got it backwards. I got us beating the Packers the first time at home, and I got us losing by maybe a little margin. And this is all depending, you know, to where pending fucking Aaron Rodgers shit. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, though, Aaron Rodgers at home, Lambeau, they kind of get used to, you're like, hey, this is what Matt Nagy's trying to run. We trying to give them a different look. I think they edge it out by like a field goal. I hate to say that as a Bears fan, but I'm just keeping it 100. I'm keeping it a buck. I think we take the loss right there at Lambeau. And that's I'm gonna keep it short and sweet because I fucking hate talking about it. I hope we fucking win. And do I think we have great chances of winning? Absolutely. Fucking hell yes. You know what I'm saying? But it's a little colder up there too. You know what I'm saying? Lambeau, you know what I'm saying? But at the same time though, too, we're talking about playoff picture here too. So you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's about that time. It's about that time.
A lot of shit comes into play when you're talking about that type of shit. So you know. We might be, who knows what the picture is going to look like. This is just our predictions. We want the Bears to win fucking every goddamn game. We're real fans. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, we're going to keep it a buck and keep it 100. And right now I got the Packers winning that game, not by a lot, but just edging it out.
All right. So I'm going to go with this one Sunday night, Justin Fields, first time at Lambeau Field. We're going to see a lot of Lambeau leaps. You know what I'm saying? Coming from Justin Fields. Packers fans, y'all not gonna like it. But honestly, we don't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? You guys are gonna have to accept it. You know what I'm saying? We had to stay. We're over here. We had to accept the fact that you guys found two Hall of Famers while we were still looking for a starter. It's okay. It's our time now. Y'all sit back and watch the show, the Justin Fields show, because we're bringing it home live and direct to you motherfuckers. That's a motherfucking dub for the Bears. Justin Fields is the real motherfucking thing, and we're going for the playoff push, bro. We sweeping the fucking Packers, bro. That's what we're doing.
Clean sweep on the pack, bro. Straight message to all the cheeseheads out there. Fuck y'all. live and direct, bro. That's just how we feel, man. Ain't no love lost in this fantasy. I mean, in this football shit, bro. At all. We're doing Lambeau leaps all day.
All day.
With Bears jerseys on. You feel me? And then we got the Vikings a week later, Monday night, a day after my birthday. I'm feeling good. I'm probably hungover as shit watching this one. But
I hope you can watch this whole game.
I know. luckily it's not a 12 o'clock start, so I will be up for this one.
We can only pray and hope.
Right when it starts.
I think this is a black and blue type of game.
Damn, you know, my bad. Not to cut you off. We don't play. This is the first time all year we play Minnesota right here. All the way in December. Exactly. Holy shit.
Game against Minnesota all the way down.
Okay. This is big.
We don't know what they're going to be looking like, but they're a lot of people are giving them high praise before us. They're everybody's talking about Justin Jefferson's Dalvin Cooks, and I can see it. Of course, I can see it. I love me some Justin Jefferson and Dalvin Cook, but no, I just think that the Bears are too much for the Vikings. I think this is I think they're a great team. Don't get me wrong. Our division is not soft like that besides those guys in Detroit. But do you know what I'm saying? I think the Vikings are a good team. Not with us, though. Like you said, I think this is a game that comes down to the trenches, black and blue type of bruiser game. You know, Drill likes to talk about that old school style, you know, hit you in the mouth type of game. And I think this is one of those games. We've seen us do it to Dalvin Cook once, and I think we could do it again. I'm cool with it. I got the Bears winning this one at Soldier Field Monday night.
Welcome to motherfucking blue collar football, man. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be our first time seeing them. Like I said, in the conference, and according to our stats right now, you guys got a clean sweep on the Lions. I'm with you on that. Y'all got a clean sweep on the Packers. Now, you know what I'm saying? All we got to do is take care of the motherfucking Vikings, and we're on our way to being conference fucking champs. You know what I'm saying? Like, conference champs and motherfucking, you know, moving on. You know what I'm saying? And shit like that, though. Vikings, bro, I like them. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, I think we're a little bit too much for them now at this point, too. Justin Fields is definitely acclimated at this point. Kirk Cousins, boy, watch out. Our defense is going to be turned the fuck up, boy. You know what I'm saying? And I hope you see the grass. You know what I'm saying? I hope you see the grass more than you get standing up. I hope you're laying down more than you're standing up. That's all it is. You know what I'm saying? I'm ready. And that's the type of football that I love. I love to see smash my football. A lot of people don't pay attention to O-linemen or defensive linemen or anything else like that. You know, I love to pay attention to that. Love to see motherfuckers getting pancaked, ran the fuck over, swim moves, nice 1-2 moves. You know what I'm saying? I think we could run a couple motherfucking stunts off the motherfucking line and get to motherfucking Kirk Cousins with no problem. I want to see a shitload of sacks that game. But I got us motherfucking beating the fucking Vikings for sure. I love you, Justin Jefferson, too, but fucking still. I got us edging it out, baby. All
right, man. Minnesota Vikings. This is kind of late in the year, man. I was kind of surprised we don't play until, what, week 15, right? Yeah, week 15. Man, you know, bold prediction, man. Bold prediction right here. I think that Kellen Mond is going to be starting by this week, by week 15. I think Kirk Cousins, man, he's been like the last two years, there's been moments throughout the year where his name comes up and he's very questionable, bro. Like things come up in the media, like, man, you know, what the fuck, what's wrong with this guy? Was he worth the contract? This, that, and the other. Stephon Diggs had issues with him, missing him, not being accurate, you know, and now he's in Buffalo balling out, you know. Yeah, Justin Jefferson came in, resurrected that whole offense. But, you know, Kirk Cousins, I don't think he's anything special. He's nothing special at all. He's just, you know, he's just a placeholder, man. He's holding that spot for somebody. We don't know who it is yet. I don't think Kellen Mond is like the next anything, you know, but I think that by this time in a year, Kirk Cousins already did his damage and they're going to want to spark. Maybe they're a few games out, a couple games out, and they're like, you know what? We're going to go with the rook. So late in the year, Kellen Mond starting, he's going to get that ass spanked in Chicago, bro. We're going to take dub.
I hope that's even better. Put Kellen Mond in the fucking game against an elite, well-rested.
Let me introduce you to Akeem Hicks. You know what I'm saying? Let me introduce you to motherfucking Khalil Mack, Eddie Goldman and the boys, Roquan Smith even. Shit.
Absolutely.
So we all getting dubs right there. Oh man, this is tough right here. I just saw who's up next.
Go ahead, bro. So,
okay, so next up, you know, after Christmas, December 26th, on the road in Seattle, man. Seattle Seahawks. Again, this is another one. I feel like we've been playing some teams with issues, you know what I'm saying, in the front office. So weird because Ryan Pace actually had a one-on-one meeting with John Snyder, and you know, the reports came out that, you know, it was pretty close. We were really close to getting Russell Wilson, which is pretty fucking crazy, man. Just to think about that. We're going to be going to Seattle. Tough place to play. They're going to have their fans. I don't think Justin Fields is going to, you know, going into this stadium, this type of pressure, this type of loudness, I don't think Fields has seen this type of environment. So I'm very interested to see how he reacts to this. Seattle, though, man, they still got some good, you know, pieces over there on defense. You know, they still got KJ Wright, Bobby Wagner, who, you know, is a Hall of Famer. We all know about Jamal Adams, Griffin and them. Yeah, man, I think Seattle right here, they're going to pull the dub on the road. You know, Seattle's one of those teams that Pete Carroll, Russell Wilson, DK Metcalf, Chris Carson, Tyler Lockett, you know, Eskridge now. I think Seattle's going to find a way to squeak out this win, you know, especially because we're visiting them on their home turf. I think Seattle's going to squeak this one out. So I'm giving an L to the Bears on this one.
Yeah, the NFC West is tough.
Yeah.
I'm going to go ahead and agree with you here. The whole the home field advantage, Justin Fields not seeing anything like this before. The Seahawks were 7-1 at home last season. They're really good and hard to beat.
With no fans
last at their season. House, with no fans. Imagine that, you know what I'm saying? Still be able to go 7-1. Something about that turf or something's going on. They got some special cleats over there. But
it's the 12th man.
I think they right, the 12th cleat, the 12th spike or some shit. They got some cheating shit going on. But yeah, no, the Seahawks are too good at home. I think we lose this one as well, man. The weapons are there. The defense is all right, even though, you know, they weren't that good last season. But yeah, I don't know. The just home field advantage plays a big factor. If this is at Soldier Field, we might be talking a different story here.
Yeah, I'm thinking I'm with you guys. You know what I'm saying? But I'm thinking I smell shootout a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Though I smell a little bit of a shootout. You know, kind of. You know what I'm saying? A little old versus the new, you know what I'm saying? Even though
passing of the torch? Is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah, I wouldn't say.
I like your version better. I like your version better.
I got us losing. I got us losing. But at the same time, I could definitely see at the end of the game, Russell Wilson, Justin Fields going for that nice little jersey swap and getting that picture at the motherfucking end. You know what I'm saying, bro? We're talking about Russell Wilson, bro. Who's been to the chip, bro? Who knows what it takes? Fuck, you know what I'm saying? You see him on Instagram and how much he's dedicated to the craft. You know what I'm saying? Shit, DK Metcalf, Tyler Lockett, Dwayne Eskridge. Now I know they got a couple, you know, another boy, you know what I'm saying, over there too. I forgot his fucking name, but you know, this isn't a weak team that we're going against, bro. You know what I mean? Chris Carson, if he's healthy, watch the fuck out too. He could bang. You know what I'm saying? Oh, yeah. And if Pete Carroll is able to motherfucking mix the right amount of motherfucking run with the right amount of motherfucking air, it's gonna be a fucking problem for the fucking Bears. You know what I'm saying? Will we be able to adjust? Yeah, but I think it'll be a hard fought motherfucking, you know, straight shootout. You know what I'm saying? It'll be good to go. It's gonna be a good game, but definitely one that I'm gonna be like, let's watch, you know what I'm saying? Any game, but this game for sure though, too. But I got us motherfucking taking the L in that one though too. So
damn, all of us on the same page. We're gonna keep it going. Last home game of the year. We're hosting the Giants, man. Sweetness, how you feeling about the New York football team Giants over there?
New York football Giants.
That's the team that's not, you know, something I'm worried about. I know they have, you know, unlimited pieces, you know, offensively at the wide receiver core, Saquon Barkley, Evan Ingram, you know, all that being taken into consideration. It's going to be a game. It's going to be on January 2nd, I believe. It's going to be cold. It's going to be windy. It's going to be at Soldier. I think this is a Monty game. It's got Monty written all over it for me personally. I think Monty takes over this one. I think we win, control the clock, defense plays well. Yeah, I think it's just one of those Chicago games where it's just, you know, we control the whole pace and flow of the game with our running game and on the defensive side by, you know, forcing three and outs and, you know, turnovers. I don't think Danny Dimes is anything special. I think you guys can agree. Can he sling it sometimes? Yeah. Does he have weapons? Yeah. But is he that dude? Absolutely not. No fucking shot. I don't think they have a chance in hell to beat us.
And, I like that. I'm with you. I'm with you on that, bro. Anyway, you know, and a couple things to fucking what take into consideration where fucking Danny Dimes could fucking, hey, he could run. But can he finish to get to the end zone?
For real though.
And he might not get that opportunity against the Bears. And I think also where Saquon Barkley tore his ACL was against us.
It was.
You know what I'm saying?
Is that a prediction, Raina? Was that what you're trying to say right now?
No, I'm just saying he might have the heebie-jeebies. Like, oh shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, I know it's late in the fucking season, but he's gonna be like, man, I tore my shit up during this time. You know what I'm saying? I know Saquon fantasy or dynasty owners is like, hey, shut the fuck up, Drew. But at the same time, though, bro, I think they got a little bit of adjusting to do what they got to do too. They added a lot of offensive, you know, shit in the offseason too, winning. Paid Kenny Golladay a fucking great, you know, they gave him a great ass contract. Added Kadarius Toney over there, but he's already fucking up wearing the wrong size fucking cleats. So who knows who's gonna fucking gel together over there, bro? I don't know. I like the Giants and what they could look like, and their defense is not phony. Their defense at the second half of that season surprised the fuck out of me, honestly. So, you know, I think this is another black and blue football game, but I definitely got us edging it out. I think Danny Dimes, I don't know. I think it's a problem maybe with command. I don't know how much on that offense they're looking at Danny Dimes or how much they believe in him. Anybody's going to say on SportsCenter, on motherfucking anything else, oh, we back our quarterback 100%. But if... Yeah, I don't know. He looked weak to me, kind of like how I thought of Eli Manning, and then I seen him win some Super Bowls. But, you know, not to say in the least, Danny Dimes could do his thing, but he's not going to do it against us. And that's guaranteed. That's a fucking dub. And Justin Fields is going to make y'all motherfuckers feel it over there. So, hey, Kadarius Toney, make sure you got the right size cleats on, because that ain't gonna fucking matter anyway when somebody lays you the fuck out.
I'm saying, well, Eddie Jackson fucking lays your whole ass out, boy. It's a wrap. Yo, for this game, bro, I think we're gonna see Danny Dimes sometime during the game get laid the fuck out by Akeem Hicks. Just literally get fucking, I don't even know, motherfucking power bombed or some shit even. And we're gonna see Long Neck Lennon come in and throw pick sixes left and right like he's never has before. Welcome back to Chicago, fucking Long Neck Lennon. Anyways, we're taking the dub. They're you taking fucking a hell. Herbivore. That's it. We got the dub. That was a clean sweep, man. That was easy money, man.
Herbivore.
The fuck is?
Last game, man. Last game. Man. That's it. Week 18. Crazy. Week 18, January 9th, on the road versus the fucking Vikings, purple people eaters, whatever you guys want to call yourselves.
Now, that's the old school fucking team. They ain't the purple people eaters no more. Fuck them.
I'm saying. What we got here?
Oh, man. I mean, we're looking at a great season by my standards. I mean, I'm going with a dub here. Again, I just think we're in goal mode. We're comfortable where we're at. I think we clinched maybe even first place, if not a wild card at this point. But with that record I have them sitting at, I think it's looking more like a first place team. So, yeah, I got a dub against the Vikings, at the Vikings. Yeah, I think this is going to be a battle because I think they might be fighting for their playoff life if they have one at this point. So, yeah, it's going to be one of those things where we do have to play ball, maybe to clinch first a seed or a wild card. Who knows what's going to happen? But I know we're going to be in the mix. So we're not, this is not going to be a game where we're just going to lay down if it's not that important. I think it's going to be important. I think Justin Fields, but they play in a dome, right? In Minnesota.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It's a, you know, advantage mobile quarterback. He can actually use that to his advantage. So, you know, yeah, I'm going with the Bears here in an important game to see where we finish in the standings. I think we take this one.
Man, here we go. All I want to do is whenever we score, whoever score, I want to see them do the best greedy that they can. I just want to see them go ahead and do it, bro. I got love for Justin Jefferson and shit, though, too. But I just want to see, you know, I want to see, you know, the Bears.
Oh, it's coming. It might be the old Justin Fields to do it.
Hey, that shit would be fire. No, you know what I'm saying? But I definitely got us edging out the Vikings. But, yeah, man, that's crazy. Right now, for all of our shit, for the NFC North, right now we have the Bears as conference fucking champs.
Yo, I think we got them.
Y'all have them sweeping completely. I only have one.
No, I have them sweeping completely.
Yeah, I got them losing to the Pack in the first game. Yeah.
Oh, okay. My bad.
Yeah, man. Hey.
But it's cool.
Well, that's 1-0. We only got 1-0, but that's conference champ.
I'm not gonna lie. This game right here, I'm over here like because I'm thinking about it too, kind of like what Brody said. I think this is gonna be a huge game for the Vikings, but for us too, man. And this is gonna have some sort of seeding implications when it comes to the playoffs in the dome. I feel like it kind of favors Minnesota. Dalvin Cook in the dome, Jefferson, Thielen, if he's still around, I don't know. Like I said, I don't think Kirk Cousins is going to make it through this whole year. They're going to have some ups and downs. So at the end, that dysfunction, that's going to give us that dub. So I got us winning.
It's one of those situations where it's like, if you win, that's cool, but you got to play the Seahawks. And if you lose, you still get like the second seed, but you got to play the Cowboys. What do you say?
If it's like that, you know, we might see the Vikings pull it out, bro. Like the Bears are gonna be like, you know, we'll be here. You know what I'm saying? Like we'll play, but you know, if we could get up ahead early, we're just gonna let the foot off the pedal type shit, off the gas.
Yes, sir.
Man, all right. So okay, Drill, you got us at 10-7.
Yep.
Brody, you're at 12-5. I'm at 11-6. Man, we're all in range, man. We're all at double-digit wins. Man, I mean, out of all these games that we just talked about, I don't think there's a game that we're like, you know, man, you're so wrong about this one or anything like that. This is a tough schedule. This is one of the toughest schedules. Correct me if I'm wrong. I think it's either the third or fourth toughest schedule.
Correct.
So, you know, this is tough, man. And you know, the reason I think that we're so optimistic about the Bears team is because this Bears team this year is, first off, we're getting our whole defense back. You know, I know we lost out on Kyle Fuller. I get it. But we're getting Eddie Goldman back. Our trenches are going to be even that much stronger. You know what I'm saying? When you have that front D line like that. Now, you add a quarterback that could actually let the coach do what he wants to do with his playbook. He gets to actually open up his whole playbook now. You know, maybe it won't be like that right away. But you know what I'm saying? Eventually, by midseason, it's going to be there, man. And I think by that bye week on moving forward, we're going to see this team like we've never seen him before. Like on some crazy offensive, like, man, our defense is playing good today, man. Like, remember back in the days we used to say, oh, man, our defense is playing good. Our offense, all we need is 20 points. I think those days are going to be over, bro. I think this team is going to be in the high 20s, mid to high 20s week in and week out, bro. That's the potential. And honestly, where the NFL is at, that's where we need to be. If we want to win games, that's where we need to be, man. You guys got anything to close this out, man?
Oh, man, nothing but fucking, you know what I'm saying? Shit, I want them to win every game.
How about playoffs? I mean, we obviously got in playoff bound, man. How much noise do you think we're going to make in the playoffs?
Depends on matchups. I mean, yeah. At this point, some matchups are more, you know, critical than others. Like if we play the Bucks and you know, something like that, but I don't see us having to see them until like the NFC Championship or something like that. And there just becomes a matter of, can you stop the GOAT? You know, can you limit Brady?
We'd probably be playing an NFC West team because there's going to be at least two of those teams making it, at least.
Yeah, I would say an NFC West team or, you know, possibly an extra NFC East team making it. So, you know, something like that, like the Weasels and the Cowboys, or you know, something along those lines.
Hey, watch out for the Watcho sales, bro. Honestly, bro,
that's a good squad.
That's a Riverboat team Run. that I think revamped, sure. And motherfucking woo-wee. Be looking out for them boys.
I think we can make noise. I think we can make some noise.
What do you guys say? You think we'll win a game or two? You think we'll win one?
This is what I'm hoping. I'm hoping that we can make it past the motherfucking first round. I'm not mad at of us getting a franchise quarterback and us going to it and us making it to the playoffs. One, that's most important. Us making it to the playoffs. Us being able to go deep in the playoffs. Now, guess what? Even if we don't make it to the NFC Championship or don't make it to the motherfucking bowl, motherfuckers in 2022. Are gonna know, like, hey man, the fucking Bears are a fucking team that we gotta fucking worry about. And that's what I want for the motherfucking league. You know what I'm saying? The Bears just got a defense and that's it.
I think people are gonna be on notice as soon as week one, possibly, when we barely lose to the Rams, if not beat them. You know what I'm saying? I think they're gonna be on notice way before midseason. They'll be like, hey, these guys got something to talk about. Like they're playing ball. You know, it's not the Bears of old. Like, right. We got to really come out here and put up some points.
Man, bro, you know what? Yeah, that's a great point, dog. Like, even we talked about it for week one, man. I feel like we're going to come out. And, yeah, we might not pull out that win because that's a tough team. But I think everybody's going to – with the takeaway from that game is going to be like, oh, shit. Look at this Bears team with a real quarterback. Look what Matt Nagy's offense – because let's be honest here. When we found out Matt Nagy was play calling and all this shit last year, we're like, oh, fuck, we're screwed, bro. We're like done. We're done, bro. Then he gave up play calling duties and we popped off. I really feel like that's because he didn't mesh with Mitch. You know what I'm saying? Like, that should have been a slogan, you know, he never actually did. You know what I'm saying? The dude couldn't run his whole playbook because of him. But week one, that's going to be key, man. We're going to let motherfuckers know. If we win a division, we get a home game in the first round of the playoffs. And I think that's going to be important. We're talking about, I feel like looking at how this might shape up, you know, Tampa Bay might get a bye. will probably, you know, we're not going to face another division winner. It's going to be a wild card team. And the wild card team, to me, is probably going to come from the NFC West. Maybe even two of them might come out of there. No bullshit.
Yeah.
So, you know, the way I'm looking at it, it's probably going to be either Arizona or Seattle, because I got the Rams winning that division. So, yeah, man, that's going to be a hell of a test. But I'd rather play both of those teams here in Chicago when the winter is here. You know what I'm saying? Because by that time, it's going to be what, mid-January? Mid to late January? Yeah.
Yeah, it'll be somewhere around there.
I'll like our chances then. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Plus, we already, you know, we get the luxury of having had already played the NFC West as a division in its entirety. Now we get to see them for the second time around, a little more familiar with the shit that they do very well, be able to limit guys that way. And, you know, that's where the coaching will be, you know, that's where we could judge these guys and say, hey,
yep,
it's, you know, that wasn't an adjustment at all. We just got busted again by these dudes. Come on now. So, yeah, it's a great thing that we do see the NFC West too.
Yeah, man, that winning the division is going to be so important for us to advance in the playoffs. But let's go, man. I feel good. When you first hear, you know what I'm saying, hey, the Bears got one of the toughest schedules in the league, you know, that gets you worried, bro. You start worrying and shit like that. But then you start thinking, you know what, we got Justin Fields, man. We got Goldman coming back. Ooh. We got A-Rob back. He signed a contract. He's franchised. You know, we got Monty. We got Cohen back. You know, like we might get
Julio. Who knows? No, I'm just like,
hey, hey, that'd be nice. That'd be nice, bro. Yeah, but yeah, man. I'm good, man. I'm good over here, man. You guys got anything else before we dip up out of here?
Man, shit. Just stay tuned for our good shit, bro. We always love you guys, man, and appreciate y'all listening to us. So we ready to give back. So make sure y'all stay tuned for that.
Yeah, shout out to everybody, you know, Hard to Start, Plug, GMM, Bogard, you already know, and everybody else in the industry and stuff like that. Stay tuned for what's coming too. We told you guys we got some exciting content and, you know, a sneak peek. We already gave you one earlier, what's to come. But keep listening. Make sure you subscribe and hit up all the bros, man.
Hell yeah, man. We appreciate the support like always, man. Like, leave that 5-star rating. And just, you know, share, man, just share, you know, the podcast to everybody you guys know. You know, we're trying to grow as a, you know, get a bigger audience and stuff like that. And we promise you guys, man, we're always going to be giving back. You guys are going to see real soon. Stay tuned for that one. We're going to catch you guys real soon. On the next one, we are working on our dynasty rankings for fantasy football. We're going to be breaking these down. We're going to have consensus lists and we're going to be going 1-12. So we're probably going to go with the quarterbacks first, you know, a little sneak peek on that one. So stay tuned, y'all. Peace out. And as always, man, bear the fuck down.